Adventures in Odyssey.
So what do you think, Edwin? You are still the owner of the Electric Palace.
Thank you for bringing up that painful reality. And?
A new electronic store opened, and they've got a piano player in the lobby.
Mm.
All the sophisticated type people are going there instead of coming to the Electric Palace.
Mm.
So, my advertising consultant...
You have an advertising consultant?
Well, yeah. Well, it's my brother Lanny.
But are you coming to a point in all of this?
Well, he suggested that you become the voice of the Electric Palace.
What?
Yeah, you do the commercials. You're good at sounding really sophisticated, like.
Out of the question.
But how am I supposed to class up the palace without your help?
Oh, I'm sure you'll think of something. Now, if you'll excuse me, I need to pack.
Pack? Are you going somewhere?
Yes. Shakespeare and I are touring New England with a selection of my greatest performances. We'll be back in a few weeks.
But, Edwin...
No, but! Ta-ta!
She is... Oh, boy. What am I gonna do now?
Hi there. I'm John Avery Whittaker, but most folks call me Whit. We're getting ready for a time of wonder and excitement. We'd love to have you join us for another Adventure in Odyssey.
But Lanny, listen to me. No, listen. How am I going to find someone else to do my commercials? It's not like one of them sophisticated actor types is just going to walk up to me and...
Pardon me.
Just a second, Brent. I even tried putting an ad in the paper. I have no idea where I can find anyone who talks all stuffy like he does.
I don't mean to intrude.
I said to wait, friend.
Well, I never.
Yeah. Lanny, I think I'm out of options. There are
blow
no other...
Blow winds and crack your cheeks. You cataracts and hurricanes, you sulfurous and thoughtless fires.
Lanny, I'll get back to you.
Mr. Bart Rathbone, I presume.
Yeah, that's me.
May I introduce myself?
Please do.
My name is Malcolm Lear, and I am here to respond to your casting call in the newspaper.
Casting call? Oh, you mean the ad.
Hmm.
Certainly. Here, have a seat. So, you want to be in my commercials?
Of course.
Great.
But I think we may have a problem.
Oh?
Commercials aren't enough for you, Mr. Rathbone.
What?
You must prove that you're a sophisticated art lover through your actions.
What are you talking about?
Take a cue from the other electronic stores. Just last month, the Connellsville branch of the King's Appliance Cave sponsored an opera.
Well, la-di-da, big deal. I sponsored something artsy last month, too.
Really? What?
A monster truck rally at the Civic Arena.
I see. Well, you need something else.
Oh?
I have just the thing. A Shakespearean festival.
But I don't know nothing about Shakespeare.
Hmm.
Well, except in that stuff I found on the cereal box.
Of course you don't. But I do. I'd be happy to organize it for you. I'll even perform a soliloquy for the finale.
Hey, that sounds great. Wait a minute. What do you get out of this deal?
What do you mean?
Well, now, you can't really want to do this for free. Of course, I'll be glad to pay you that much if that's the case.
Actually, the joy of performing dramatic soliloquy in front of the entire town of Odyssey is payment enough. I demand nothing else. Here's a contract for you to sign.
What's this?
It merely gives me artistic control, managerial control, financial control, and of course, I'll host it.
Okay.
We'll call it The Electric Palace Presents Shakespeare for the People.
Oh, hey, I like the sound of that there. Hey, where do I sign?
Right here on the dotted line.
Here's your Sunday, Mr. Whittaker.
Oh, thanks, Nick.
Yo, Xavier, Hey, what's up, Nick?
Hey.
How you doing, Mr. Whitaker?
Good, good.
Hey there, Nick. Check out the poster.
A Shakespeare festival sponsored by the Electric Palace.
Just when I thought I'd seen it all.
Zave, you feeling okay?
Not the festival. Look at the bottom.
The best act of the festival will receive their choice of any item from the Electric Palace, with the exception of a bunch of stuff in small print. Okay, I'm still waiting for the punchline.
Don't you get it, Nick? Any item. The Electric Palace sells the...
Oh, the computer game 10-pack we wanted.
Exactly. So to get them, we just have to do the best Shakespeare act at the festival.
I think I see the first problem with your plan.
What?
We don't know any Shakespeare.
If you two don't mind me interjecting, I think I have an idea for you.
Go ahead.
It's something I saw on stage years ago. Come on back to the library. I'll show you. Here, let's read this scene from Romeo and Juliet.
Gross. Not that one.
No, don't worry. This is a sword fight.
Oh, cool. I can do that.
Okay, Nick, you read Romeo.
Okay.
And Xavier, you read Tybalt.
All right. Tybalt, thou hast slain Mercutio...
Mercutio.
Ah, thank you. Yeah. Mercutio, my very friend. 'Twas on your behalf, Romeo. The hate I bear thee can afford no better term than this. Thou art a villain. Fire-eyed fury, be my conduct now. Turn and draw. And then we fight. Okay, so we perform the scene like it is? That doesn't seem very exciting to me.
Well, this is the fun part. You take this scene and adapt it.
Huh?
Well... what would this same scene be like if we made it a Western, for example? Or a cartoon? Or a sports movie?
Oh, I get it. If we made it a sports movie, the sword fight would be like a slam dunk contest.
Exactly. I think you could take the three or four funniest versions and make it a comedy act.
That could work. What do you think, Xavier?
Sure. It's worth a try.
All right, great. Let's get started.
So, this is Blackguard's Harlequin Theater.
Yeah.
A fairly dingy place.
Well, it'll do for the festival.
And how did you come by permission for us to use it?
Well, we're, business partners.
Hmm. Allow me to test the acoustics.
Whatever you say.
To be or not to be, that is the...
What is going on here?
Edwin! Edwin, what are you doing here?
What am I doing here? What are you doing here? How did you get into my theater?
You really shouldn't leave the back door key under the flower pot. And besides, you said you'd be gone for a few weeks.
The tour was canceled due to a slumping economy in that region.
In other words, no one would buy tickets to your show.
What? How dare you, you... Malcolm?
Mm-hmm.
Malcolm Lear.
We meet again, Edwin.
You two know one another?
Our paths have crossed, unfortunately. Now, I demand to know what is going on here.
Well, you see, it's really nothing. We were just,
I suppose this nothing has nothing to do with this poster I found? Aha! Advertising a Shakespeare festival at the Harlequin, sponsored by... the Electric Palace.
Maybe it had something to do with that.
Without my knowledge or consent, and to find you, Malcolm Lear, of all people, in charge of it, and... that's it, isn't it? This is to get back at me for all those times I've bested you in the past.
You've bested me? Please.
But tell this... poltroon, that no one else performs Shakespeare in my theater but me.
Fine. If we're not welcome here, we'll do the performance in the park.
But do you know what it will cost to rent lights and equipment for the park?
Well,
as the sponsor, you'll have to pay for it all.
Why do you think I wanted to have it here?
And you may, if you get rid of... him.
Nice try, Eddie. But we've got a signed contract. I'm the organizer and the director.
He's got a point there, Eddie.
Don't call me that.
Sorry.
All right. You may hold your festival here. But I will also perform.
Oh. All right. Let me know which piece you'd like to do.
In good time, dear boy. Now, Bart, you'll need to go to Wits End to borrow some costumes for my program.
What about Shakespeare? Can't he do that?
He could, if he were here. There was only enough money for one first-class ticket, so he volunteered to hitchhike back. So, go along then, Bart, and fetch those costumes.
Oh, okay.
Actually, Mr. Rathbone, first you must help me set up the stage for the auditions.
Huh?
Bart, you can do that after you get my costumes.
Which you can do after you've finished helping me.
Costumes first?
This is just like you, Eddie.
Oh, who likes me?
Oh, boy, what have I gotten myself into?
Either thou or I or both must go with him, pilgrim.
Oh, Richard boy, thou shalt go with him hence. This town ain't big enough for the both of us.
We shall determine that. Turn, take 10 paces and draw.
As you wish.
Wait, hold on.
What is it this time, Nick?
Well, maybe this should be a lynching instead of a gunfight. Let's rewrite it.
We'll never get this done if you keep changing everything. They like the act at the audition, so why can't we keep it the way it is?
Well, we want to win, don't we?
Well, yeah. But we've been here for hours.
Okay, we'll come back to this one. Let's go on to the next scene.
All right.
Okay, here's the mystery version. Tybalt, thou hast slain Mercutio, my very friend.
How do you know that?
Elementary, my dear Tybalt. I notice a matching blade of grass on your dress.
It's a toga.
Wait a second.
What now?
Well, let's change this one around. Why don't we have you as more of my sidekick and we're both...
I don't like it. I think that what we're doing now is good.
Oh, come on, Zabe. Let's change it.
Look, I already gave in on making you the hero for the superhero version. And I gave in on making the disaster movie version an earthquake instead of a train wreck. Give me a break on this one. Let's keep it the way it is.
But that's so boring.
That's not boring. This is boring. I've been listening to you all day. I'm tired of it.
Oh, fine. Well, you'd like to listen to someone else, maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe you'd do better with another performer.
Maybe I could.
Well, please don't let me stop you. I'll win that prize with my own act.
You do that. I'm going home.
See ya. Terrific. Fine. Have it your way. I will do it on my own, and it'll be better.
Malcolm.
Yes?
I've decided on my act for the program.
Oh?
Yes, I'll be doing the famous soliloquy from Hamlet.
I think not. I'm doing that one.
You? I'm world famous for that soliloquy.
World famous? Where? Only in your mind. It is I who'll say who does what. I'm the director.
It's my theater.
Oh, you'll play that card from the bottom of the deck, will you?
Indeed.
I see. A compromise, then. We'll allow a neutral third party to decide which of us should perform said soliloquy. I'll fetch Mr. Rathbone.
Oh, please. Bart wouldn't know good Shakespeare from an electrical outlet.
Then who?
You want me to do what?
Merely decide which of us performs a better Hamlet soliloquy.
Huh.
I've only agreed on the belief that you'll be truly unbiased.
Ah, well, I'll do my best. Who'll go first?
I will.
Yeah, well, maybe we should go alphabetically. Edwin?
Thank you.
Unbiased, eh? Oh, very well.
To be or not to be. That is the question.
Notice how he pauses at the wrong moment.
Are you whispering during my soliloquy?
Oh, of course not. Pray, continue.
Whether 'tis nobler in the mind... to suffer the slings and arrows of outrageous torture.
Pardon for interrupting.
Of all the nerve!
I merely wanted to point out that you said outrageous torture. The correct language is slings and arrows of outrageous fortune.
I said outrageous fortune.
Of course you did.
Please, go on.
Well, he also mispronounced several...
I meant Edwin.
Oh.
To die... to sleep no more.
To die, to sleep, perchance to dream.
Malcolm!
Yes?
How can we possibly go on when you keep interrupting?
I can hardly stand to see my soliloquy being performed so poorly.
Your soliloquy? How dare you?
All right.
I'm merely stating the obvious.
Obvious!
Gentlemen.
Yes?
Before we go any further, I may have a solution.
Do tell.
Now, isn't the whole point of this festival that everyone can do something different?
I suppose.
So, why don't the two of you do two separate soliloquies? Then you wouldn't have to compete.
Perhaps you have stumbled upon a solution, Mr. Whittaker.
Indeed. Why didn't we think of it?
I told you all that we needed was an outside opinion.
We'll be on our way. Ta-ta.
Good.
A cup of tea on the way.
Ah, that was easy.
He has the wisdom of Solomon, our Mr. Whittaker.
Yes, he does. So, which soliloquy shall I put you down to perform?
I'll have to give it some thought. Which will you perform?
Oh, I don't know. Perhaps I'll decide on the night.
A spontaneous decision, eh? Well, perhaps I'll do the same.
Good. As long as it isn't Hamlet.
Why worry? As long as you don't do Hamlet.
What concern is it of yours what I do, as long as you're not doing Hamlet?
Ah, but I could do Hamlet since you agreed that you won't.
What? I agree to no such thing. You agree.
Only because you agreed, you errant, pox-marked knave.
Ah, thou wayward hedge, poor rat's brain.
Thou cockered, flat-mouthed,
thou warped, dread-bolted, flap-dragon.
Dread-bolted?
Yes, dread-bolted. You are as a candle better to be burnt out.
Thou art not worth the dust which the rude wind now blows into your face.
Angels and ministers of grace, defend us from thee, thou.
I am fortune's fool. Tybalt is slain. So, what do you think, Mr. Whittaker? That's the act.
Well...
Oh, go ahead. Be honest.
Well, what happened to Xavier? I thought you were going to do this act together.
Well, we decided to split up.
Well, why?
Well, I guess you could say we had artistic differences. I was and he wasn't.
But you two were so good together. Or maybe I should talk with Xavier.
No, really, Whit. It's okay. I think I can do the act just fine on my own.
Well, it's maybe not what you want to hear, Nick, but I think the charm of your act was in the two of you doing it. With just you, it doesn't seem as funny to me. Get back together.
Well, I'll think about it.
I'd recommend thinking about it soon, Nick. The festival is tomorrow night.
Malcolm, it's only a couple of minutes until the show starts. I was afraid I would have to host it.
Actually, there's been a change of plans.
What happened to you?
Blame Edwin. He gave me a cold by forcing me to argue with him into the bitter night.
But the show is about to start, and you are hosting.
I must rest my voice for the soliloquy. You'll have to host the show.
What?
Just do your best. I have the script written out for you.
Well, where's Edwin? Maybe he can do it.
Alas, I'm afraid I shall have to bow out as well. I must also rest for my soliloquy. I am before Malcolm, am I not?
Well...
Before me? Oh, I see. You try to perform the Hamlet soliloquy despite your agreement. Mr. Rathbone, you must introduce me first.
No, you don't. It's my theater. I should go first.
It's my show. I should go first.
Oh, what have I gotten myself into? Thank you, Wotan. That was a lovely Shakespearean sunup. A sonnet. An interpretive dance. Nice tutu, by the way. And now for our next act. Nick Mulligan and his partner. Oh, what? Oh, it's just Nick Mulligan.
Oh, wretched boy. Thou shalt go with him hence. We shall determine that. Turn, take 10 paces, and draw.
That was a nice try, kid. You can come off now.
I'm sorry, Mr. Rathbone.
Hey, Nick!
What?
Before you go, I was wondering, what would that look like as a science fiction movie?
Well, good question. Why don't you come up here and we'll show everybody?
Sounds good to me.
Tybalt, thou hast slain Mercutio, my very friend.
'Twas on your behalf. Thou art a villain who does not know the power of the dark side.
Turn and draw.
Hey, that was pretty good, you two. Not bad. And now we have a soliloquy performed by,
Malcolm Lear.
Malcolm...
No, Edwin Blagger.
Yeah, Edwin Lear,
no,
Malcolm
me.
Blagger.
What? Me.
Oh, boy, you two can fight it out for yourselves.
To be or not to be, that is the question. Whether 'tis nobler in the mind...
No, you're ruining it.
Whether 'tis nobler in the mind to suffer the slings and arrows of outrageous torture.
Fortune! Or to take arms against the sea of troubles.
And by opposing end them. They're laughing at you, Malcolm.
Oh, they're laughing at you. I was doing admirably.
Well, now, that didn't stink too bad. Congratulations there, Nick, Xavier, for winning.
All right. High five, Zave. Yeah, looks like we'll be playing some computer games soon.
Yeah, congratulations to both of you.
Thanks to you, Mr. Whitaker, for coming up with the idea.
Oh, my public image will never recover from this.
Nor mine. Oh, my reputation, Iago, my reputation.
Hey, I got just the thing. Maybe you can save your image by being in my commercials.
But my temporary cheerless date doesn't mean I've gone insane.
So, you'll think about it?
No, absolutely not.
Oh, Malcolm.
No, maybe... Mr. Rathbone, no. But... my talents are obviously deserving of another less illness-bound area of the country.
But...
tear up our contract.
But, guys... oh, what am I going to do now?
Wait,
that's it. Nick, Xavier.
Tybalt, thou hast slain Mercutio, my very friend. What is your next intention?
Dost thou mean before or after I visit the Electric Palace?
Makest the palace thy pastime?
Indeed, their prices can't be beat.
Folks, you heard it from the Shakespeare experts, who are very sophisticated-like, by the way. Come to the Electric Palace, where we're changing our entire stock to the metric system. This week only to honor the British. Stop by today.
Ecclesiastes 4 says, two are better than one. Though one may be overpowered, two can defend themselves. If one falls down, his friend can help him up. But pity the man who falls and has no one to help him up. Usually we like to get our own way, but God tells us that we work better together. I think Nick and Xavier figured that out. Hopefully Edwin and Malcolm will learn it someday too. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. The Taming of the Two was written and directed by Nathan Hubler. Our vocal talent included Walker Edmonston, Earl Bowen, James Bray, Niles Calloway, Chris Castile, and Paul Herlinger. Our sound designer was Jonathan Crowe. And our producers were Marshall Younger and Bob Hoos. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.